from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Don't touch that dial.
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mimicking his setup. As that ball is lifted to right field, Castellanos back at the track, and that ball is going to be off the fence. Merrifield waited, but he can backstroke home, and Atlanta takes the lead 2-1.
Backstroke home. You know, and it's funny, dude. Sports Radio 99 The Game. It is funny. You hear those Fox calls, and you're like, man, where's Brendan Gaudin? And then you're like, oh, yeah, there's a Fox game. And speaking of which, I think the Braves are on Roku again this Sunday, which is always interesting to try to find the Roku game. But nonetheless, fun to listen to, man. Big, big, massive win for the Braves last night. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart, Lasting Clean. Spencer Schwellenbach, we talked about earlier, absolutely dealing and has left some good conversation, Bo, headed towards the playoffs with where his standing is in this rotation and what a playoff rotation might look like. It would be a lot more fun, at least in my opinion, if you're making those decisions as the NL East champion. And it's not, honestly, I don't think it really matters that much in terms of what your playoff standing will be. I think if this team wins the division, it's not going to go stale in the first week or, throughout that first week of the playoffs the way it did last year, because this is a battle-tested team, right? Last year, you just had that offense that just kind of lifted off throughout the season. But you look at the Braves this year, battle-tested, up against the wall, and you're playing with guys like, Gio Urshela and Whit Merrifield turning two last night, and other guys throughout this lineup. Adam Duvall goes yard. He was not on your, starting spring training roster. The guys you're putting out there right now, it's disrespectful to call them a B squad. That's not what they are. But they are a scrappy group of guys that were cast-offs in other directions, and they have reclaimed a spot with this Braves team that is now in the thick of a division hunt, and they are doing everything they can to scratch and claw their way to the top of the standings, and taking 2 or 3 from the Phillies is a massive step in that direction.
Well, the division is still in play, but you just got to get into playoffs. And the wild card is really where you're at. And you went from being the top dog in the wild card all season to third. And you're, I think, a game and a half above the Mets, and you're 3.5-3 from 1-2 in the wild card. And you've got a chance to play a Washington team at home this weekend that you should handle. It's very important to go handle your business against Washington, because the next 7 games are against Minnesota and Philadelphia, 2 teams with 70-plus wins. Minnesota's not leading their division, but they are a very good team, and the division could come down. Philadelphia is still – they're reeling since the All-Star break. This is your moment. You've got it. What you've got to do is play this old school playoff baseball that you played in this series against the Philadelphia Phillies, and win more games than not. Win these series. In fact, take 3 of 4 from the Phillies. Take 2 of 3 from the Twins. I think you need to sweep the Nationals this weekend. I think you've got to.
Got to.
Well, what?
Got to.
And part of that is this momentum thing is real in every sport.
No momentum like momentum.
But put some pep in your step that, we got this. We've got essentially 6 starters we can throw at you that are all good play, good pitchers.
Yeah.
Keep doing this. Like, you've got to build on these things. You can't play well against good teams and then, lose 2 of 3 this weekend to the Nationals.
Well, and that goes back to the saying that you have to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. And look, I talk about Schwellenbach and what that rotation could look like. Don't look now, but the Mets are still a game and a half back. Right? You're only three games back of the San Diego in terms of the wild card. Arizona leading that. You're 3.5 behind them. But the Mets are only 1.5 back. And that's what's crazy about this new format is it seems like nobody's ever out of the picture. I mean, you can go all the way down five more teams below the Mets, and you're only, what, the Reds are about 6.5 out. So there's still a lot still to be determined. And there was, at certain points last night, Bo, where I'm watching this game, the ground rule double, I think that was an Ursula hit, that hit off the warning track out there and bounces in the stands where you would have scored easily from first base. It just felt like at that point I was like, man, the Braves are destined to lose this game. Like, I hate to say it, but how many times have we watched guys go out there like a Schwellenbach, go out there and absolutely deal, just throwing darts, pinpoint placement, and it just seems like dumb things happen. Dumb defensive miscues, you know, ball just bouncing all around and you know, just not able to manufacture runs when you get runners on base. A lot of times when things like that start happening with the Braves, and this is a bad attitude to have, I feel like things are not going to go the Braves' way, and yet they did last night. It was refreshing.
It's because...
Your word, refreshing. You like that?
Yeah, don't be abusing it now. Look, the reality of the situation is you feel snake-bitten because this team has appeared snake-bitten with every time you get a guy in the lineup that starts producing, boom, he's out. Austin Riley gets hot. Breaks his hand, gets hit by a pitch and breaks bones in his hand. Jorge Soler was just knocking the cover off the ball. Up, pulled his hammy. When Michael Harris went out with his hammy, he was starting to heat up a little bit. That's just the way it's gone all year for this team. The consistent has been starting pitching, and the bullpen. Let's not forget what those guys have done. Those guys have done a phenomenal job. You're right. It felt like a game you're going to lose, but you didn't. And you won two of three, and in all three games were pretty much identical games. Good starting pitching from the starters on both sides, and the bullpens were stingy, and it was a team that could just sneak something in on the other.
It is funny, too, because I can't say this enough. It almost brings a tear to my eye in two different ways, that we are talking about the health of Jorge Soler and the bat of Gio Urshela and Whit Merrifield and the pitching of Grant Holmes and Spencer Schwellenbach right now. And we're in mid-August. And this is a team that's scrappy. Brian Snitker talked about it yesterday. Hey, this team rallied, man. They got the win.
It's great to see how they rallied around this series. And, you know, we got another big series starting tomorrow. They're all big now. All the games are big. None are any more important than the others because it's just about winning games. So, you know, hopefully you can go out here and have a good weekend.
And this is why the Fire Snit and AA is to blame crowd are just they just throw things and see if they stick. Brian Snitker has you what, 9 games over 500?
Yeah.
Without Acuna, without Strider, without Michael Harris playing a majority of the season. Austin Riley's gonna miss a significant time. Sean Murphy missed like 3 months, I should say. Maybe it was just 2, but it felt like more. Ozzie Albies has been out a significant amount of time. Orlando Arcia has had a revert back to not being very good at the plate until recently.
He's had a rough year.
Jared Kelnick has been up and down, you know, injuries galore, and two of your starting pitchers have been on the injury list this year, other than Spencer Strider. Yet here you are, you got a kid that pitched like 20 innings in double-A ball and is going out there and giving you 6 to 7 innings per start. And he's got 15 strikeouts and 2 starts against the dominant Philadelphia Phillies lineup, which is a really good lineup. Chris Sale has been 2019 Chris Sale. It just shows you what these guys can do with less.
I do have to make a confession to you, man. And this is going to be part of me trying to exercise my demons, because yesterday I got this text from probably 3 or 4 people yesterday. The Jason Hayward news is dropped about him getting DFA'd from the Dodgers. Yep. He's obviously had a rough year. In his prime, and I don't know how long ago that was, I just know that, look, when I was a Cubs guy, he was playing for the Cubs. He was the best defensive outfielder maybe in Major League Baseball. And I got a number of people asking me yesterday, hey, is Jason Hayward going to be an option? You know, as guys continue to get healthy, you do have Michael Harris back in the fold. Obviously, Jared Kelnick's a guy that you're still hoping to get a lot out of. But when you look at the Rosarios of the world and the Adam Duvall, is he an option? And my response immediately was, when this happened yesterday, yeah, I would love to have him be a defensive substitute late in games when guys like Adam Duvall are playing in the outfield. And, of course, Adam Duvall does nothing but step into the box last night and go 3-for-3 and look like a freaking all-star candidate here in the second half. So that's me exercising my demons and saying, look, maybe I was wrong. But I still got it. I think a lot of people in Atlanta are wondering today, Jason Hayward back in a Braves uniform to help, you know, these 7th, 8th, and 9th innings when you need defensive help, when your, you know, games are 3-2 and 3-1. That seems like it would be a nice thing to have. I don't know how the contract numbers work out in terms of the 40-man roster, but I got to tell you, man, that would be a situation I'd love to kick the tires on.
Well, I would argue that other than Michael Harris, I don't know if there's a glove that's on the team right now in the outfield better than him, but who are you kicking off a team?
Well, that's
because
the other question.
Here's the thing. Jason, I want to remind everyone, pitching and defense, I know that they had a little bit of a rough stretch defensively, but we're talking about something that's not something that's a strength and not a weakness, and you want to add to a strength when your weakness is hitting and you're going to add a guy who I can't throw, I can't pinch, I can't – I trust Ramon Laureano
more than
Jason Hayward at the great.
Isn't that the argument, make a strength stronger?
But I'm adding – but I am doubling down on a weakness, which is clutch hitting. And Jason Hayward has none of it. The 2016 Cubs World Series was a long time ago. This is a guy
who wasn't even on that team.
He was.
I don't think he was.
He was on the World Championship team.
All right, maybe you're right.
He made the speech.
Dexter Fowler, they moved on from Dexter Fowler.
He made
Fowler.
The speech and one part of the World Series. This guy's got 6 home runs. He's batting .208 with a .289 on-base percentage. I'm sorry, I can't call on Jason Hayward to pinch hit late in the game, and sometimes you need that as much as you need a defensive replacement.
Yeah. All right, we're going to roll on here on the morning shift. Look, me and Bo, nobody knows as a tandem in Atlanta more about the Atlanta Falcons, and when you go 3 wide with Joe Patrick, I promise you, you're going to get some good information. Joe Patrick joining the morning shift. That's coming up next. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.